May the Lord our God never forsake you in the evil time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have today the Mass for peace, and the true peace can only reign within the true followers of Christ. And there's a great example of this in today's entry of the Roman Martyrology, where we read the following note. At Alexandria, in the reign of the Emperor Valerian, the commemoration of the holy priests, deacons, and other Christians in great number, who encountered death most willingly by nursing the victims of a most deadly pestilence then raging, they have been generally revered as martyrs by the pious faithful. These martyrs of Alexandria are named the martyrs who died in the great pestilence in Alexandria, and there is a touching story behind them and these martyrs. This happened in the Roman Empire when there was a violent pestilence, and this pestilence laid waste the greatest part of the Roman Empire during 12 whole years, from 249 to 263. As many as 5,000 persons died of it in one day in Rome in the year 262. Those times were truly horrible. At the same time, this pestilence came to the great city of Alexandria, which was then filled with murders and rebellions. In fact, one of the Christians there said that it was safer to travel from the eastern to the western parts of the then known world than to go from one street of Alexandria to another. With such violence, there was not a single house in that great city of Alexandria which would have escaped this big disease, or which had not some dead to mourn for. All places were filled with groans, and those who were living appeared almost dead with fear. The inhabitants were truly far away from peace and stability, and the fear of death rendered the pagans truly cruel towards their neighbor. As soon as any one of them had caught the disease, even their dearest friends, they avoided and fled from them as their greatest enemies. When anyone got sick, he was thrown half dead into the streets and abandoned there without help. The bodies were left without burial because people were too afraid to go near them in fear of getting ill as well. But there was one group in Alexandria who held its peace. This sickness, which was the greatest of calamities to the pagans, was an exercise and trial to the Christians. And the Christians showed on that occasion how contrary the spirit of charity is to the self-love. It was still times of persecution, so Alexandrian Christians were forced to keep their services and masses in secret. But in the time of this public calamity in Alexandria, most of them, regardless of the danger of their own lives in assisting others, visited, relieved, and attended the sick, and comforted the dying. The Christians went out to the streets to care for the abandoned bodies. They closed their eyes, carried them on their shoulders, laid them out, washed them, and decently buried them. And because of this great charity, the Christians soon shared the same fate of death themselves. But everyone among the number of these heroic Christians of Alexandria who lived continued their charitable work, which they paid to the very pagans who persecuted them. These happy victims of the charity of our crucified Lord, the Roman martyrology today calls the martyrs of Alexandria. It is true that according to strict definition, these heroic Alexandrian Christians are not martyrs, and they don't have proper mass or commemoration. For to be a martyr, one must actually be put to death or die as a direct result of one's sufferings. But seeing them die in administering the charity of Almighty God to their dying persecutors, they have been generally venerated as martyrs. In these happy victims of holy charity, we truly admire the fact how the powerfully perfect virtue and the assured hope of heaven raises a true Christian above all earthly things. A Christian is confident that God never abandons him to death and worries, but gives him peace, a true peace, in due time. He who truly loves God, who has the burning love of God and zeal for his honor, sets no value to anything except how it is appreciated in the sight of Almighty God. No riches, no family, no friends, not even life itself marks anything except as much as they serve God. A Christian, like these martyrs of Alexandria, sees sacrifice as his greatest joy. They were confronted by disgraces, dangers, hard work, pain, death, loss of goods or friends, and every other sacrifice. But they loved these sacrifices, and they loved their persecutors. So much so that they were ready to endanger their own lives, even for the sake of dead bodies of their persecutors. Only everlasting peace will reign in future in the kingdom of heaven, and all the works which prepare us for this kingdom are works of peace. Those are truly peacemakers who do the works of charity. So remember this today, children, that you too can be, and you are, a peacemaker when you follow all the commandments of God and open your heart to do charity as much as you ever can in this short life of ours. Because our Heavenly Father is the true and the one true guarantee of peace, and by doing his holy will, we too are peacemakers, called blessed by our Lord, and eventually called blessed and invited to our heavenly peaceful home with God our Father. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.